to tell our elected officials, stop wasting our tax dollars and start focusing on jobs and the economy. That's growmissouri.com.
Paid for by Missouri Club for Growth PAC.
When R&R Sanitation says they'll drop off a porta potty anywhere in the region, they're not kidding. They once dropped off a porta potty on the corner of a parade route. That's what you get with R&R Sanitation. Service, reliability, dependability, they're clean, and they're bigger, which makes them cleaner longer, which means you don't spend as much money servicing them. R&R Sanitation, St. Louis owned, St. Louis operated. They're the best. Having some work done on the house? Are you in charge of a charitable event? Maybe a construction firm? The point is, R&R Sanitation porta potties, 314-776-4000. They're bigger, they're better, and they're made better, which means they're better porta potties. And I know you're laughing. Really? Is he selling porta potties? Yes, I am, because there's nothing worse than having a bad porta potty. That's why you need R&R Sanitation, 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. They want your stinking business. R&R Sanitation. For all of your roofing needs, John Beal Roofing. Whether your roof is damaged in a storm or normal wear and tear, John Beal Roofing is here to help. Whether it's roofing or tuck pointing, three generations have been serving the St. Louis metropolitan area. Do not be fooled by some out-of-town person who knocks on your door trying to cut you a deal. Chances are you'll never see him again. John Beal Roofing. Tried, true, and trusted. John Beal Roofing. 1-800-NEW-ROOF or johnbealroofing.com.
I know my business, but I don't know much about creating a website.
Who has the time to create their own website?
I always thought a website would cost a lot of money. Then I discovered Wix.com.
Wix.com was the perfect solution.
It's so easy. You choose a beautiful design, write what you want to say, and move your images where you want them. No coding, no confusion.
And the best part is that Wix.com is absolutely free.
No matter what size your business, people don't take you seriously unless you have a professional-looking website. Create your own stunning website for free at Wix.com. That's Wix.com.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
Let's talk about scandals for a second here, because I want to just make an observation. This Anthony Weiner thing, everybody, I think, is tired of Anthony. He's probably even tired of himself, Anthony Weiner. Although I doubt that. I think he loves this. And people say, why is he still in? I'll tell you why he's still in. Because the minute he drops out, he's not famous anymore.
Yeah.
He likes the attention. But here's what's interesting. Last week, in one issue of USA Today, there was a terrific article and an interview with Pete Rose. Now, next month, I believe, if I remember, next month will mark, I think it's 24 years that Pete Rose will have been banned by baseball.
Ooh.
Now, Pete Rose gambled while he was, a manager? Was that the deal?
Yeah. He could have still been playing.
Yeah,
he was a player manager for a while.
Okay. He gambled. Now, I don't understand. I guess what confuses me is how some people can do some things and the world just doesn't care. And other people can do other things and, oh, that's it. You're done. For Gary Hart was a political presidential candidate. And if I remember, about the only thing that was in the story about Gary Hart was that he had a picture that surfaced with some chick sitting in his lap on a boat called the Monkey Business.
Yeah, that's right.
Down in Bimini or something. Okay. Well, guess what? He's done. Out. Crucified. John Edwards, different story. Wife's got cancer. Women seem to not look very kindly on a guy who has a girlfriend and she has a baby while your wife has cancer.
Yes.
Okay, that one I get. But some of the other things I don't think I get. You know, Pete Rose in this article, and I don't know one thing about baseball, and I probably have no business talking about it, except that I do in the sense, who is it out there that's deciding who gets a pass and who doesn't get a pass? You know, we still, anything that comes up about these Kennedys, there's a huge chunk of the population that acts like they're our royalty or something. Oh, Jackie O. And let me tell you something. Those Kennedys, the boys were sons of a bootlegger, a criminal, a lawbreaker. They got their money illegally. And everybody now knows that John, it's just 2 days ago, the lost Kennedy tapes. And then the person on the news was saying, you know, coming up and whatever, tapes never before seen about John Kennedy, of the loving father, and video of him and film with Caroline. It's silent footage, but it just shows what a dedicated, really? The guy nailed everything in a skirt. And sometimes two at a time. But even now that we know that, it's almost like it just doesn't change anything. And it doesn't matter. Nobody seems to care. Yet Wiener, look at what Wiener did, and look at what John Kennedy did. Look what Bill Clinton did, which is worse. Wiener didn't break the law. He didn't have an actual physical encounter with, it's just a sexting thing. Now, I'm not defending this guy. He's a creep. He's a weirdo-looking, goofy-looking creep. But I don't get it. Holly, you're the woman here. Help me out here. Why do women love Bill Clinton, even after what he did while he was married? Why is that just, it's like it was a big deal for 10 minutes. What happened? How is that? How's that possible? You like Bill Clinton?
Actually, I met Bill Clinton once.
Did you sleep with him?
No, I didn't sleep with him.
You're the wrong one.
And, you know, I think he does, you know, I heard that this about him. He does have a presence when you meet him. And I think women, I mean, like I told you before, women are crazy.
So if you have a presence or charisma, it's okay no matter what you do. Where if you're ugly or average looking, it's not okay.
Look at Wiener. Look at some things.
Exactly. Yeah. Look at Wiener. Look at Clinton. Clinton, charismatic. I was in a room with Bill Clinton when he was president. I didn't get it, but I'm not a woman. I saw him and I watched women's reactions when he came down and met everybody and shook our hands.
And I know a woman.
And I watched him practically pass out.
I know a woman that said, oh, I met Bill Clinton and I looked into his beautiful blue eyes.
Exactly. Yes.
Like, oh my God.
And in that room that night, we were somebody else's guest, and it was a fundraiser. I didn't give any money to the campaign, but when he walked through, I watched these women, and then when he had met the receiving line of people and chatted a little bit, one of the women who was a very successful, smart businesswoman, she says, oh, now I get it. What? So is that the deal? If you're a goofy looking guy like Wiener, get him out.
He's just Wiener's awkward.
But if you're John
Clinton
Kennedy,
smooth,
who a lot of people still think, oh, John Kennedy was so handsome. Those Kennedys weren't that handsome. They weren't that.
I think it was the same thing with him. He's just smooth and
exactly. Yeah. Then the behavior's okay. Is that what it is?
It's not okay. It's just, you know, like I said, women, you know, they swoon over him and.
And they tolerate it more.
Yeah, I guess they just tolerate it more.
Then it's based on looks. It's based on looks and charisma and power.
Well, I don't even think it's the looks with Clinton, is it?
Because he's got big bags. He's had Samsonite luggage under his eyes for the last week. Holy cow, that guy's got bags under his eyes.
I know.
And he's got a big bulbous nose. By any other standard, if he weren't rich,
right,
and he hadn't been president, and you saw him, you'd go, look at the guy with the big nose, the big red nose and the ruddy kind of complexion. And the bags under his eyes. Oh, seriously.
But it is, it's like I said, when I met him, he's like engaging when he's talking to you.
That's what every woman says. But does that, just because he's so in other words, if you know how to engage women and stare at them, you can do all kinds of despicable stuff and it's not a big deal. But if you're a goofy looking guy with a 6-pound Adam's apple like this Anthony Wiener, who looks like a dork, he can do something and get rid of that guy. But if he were cool and hip and good-looking and engaging, they'd be more apt to give him a pet. You know, Marion Barry gets kicked out of office, gets on surveillance tape doing cocaine, and then is reelected as the, mayor of Washington, D.C. or something. Unbelievable. I don't get how some people skate – And some people don't.
Yeah, it's, you know, because if the acts are equal, you're right. But that's public is.
We put the Kennedys, all of them, on some, I don't know, some pedestal.
It's like the royal family
Let's go back to, and it's well known, well documented, Robert and John were sharing Marilyn. John Kennedy shared Judith Exner, who was the girlfriend of Sam Giancana, noted mobster. He and Giancana were passing her back and forth. This is the kind of stuff that normally people go, my goodness, that's disgusting. That
demeaning.
Especially when they love Jackie. Now the people you would think who really love Jackie, once they've, how could he do that to that lovely, wonderful, delicate flower, Jackie Kennedy? And then let's not forget Teddy and what he did.
Oh, yeah.
Yet.
When he was able to have a lifelong career in politics. Career.
And when he died, you'd have thought Mother Teresa died. Oh, my goodness, this guy. I don't get it. How is it that Ted Kennedy pulled off that Chappaquiddick thing? And if the same thing had been done by somebody like an Anthony Weiner, let's say, oh, man, that'd have been probably like a big trial. And I don't know. And then let's look at this. What is sex? Is sexting only when there's a picture involved, or is it just dirty talking on the text?
I think it's both.
I think it's both.
It could be either one. So he did both, because I read his transcript. This guy's a dirty talker and a picture taker. So he's the full deal.
Into the choking thing, too. Yeah, he was.
Oh, wait, I don't know about this.
Yeah, one of his texts was something about, my hand around your neck or something.
Or pin you down or something. Yeah, okay.
He's into freaky.
I kind of remember that.
Well, isn't that what that book, what's that gray?
50 Shades of Grey?
Yeah, didn't they do
it's kind of,
it's a lot of sadomasochistic. Thank you. That's exactly. Oh, here's another one. Kenny Rogers. All right, I don't know if you remember this. No. Kenny Rogers, and I think what was smart about what Kenny Rogers did, Kenny Rogers got caught talking dirty and having chicks talk dirty to him on his answering machine. And one of these gals came forward. She had saved her cassette tape. This is back when they're answering machine. So she went public with it. Well, the smart thing Kenny Rogers did, and I saw the interview. He went on Larry King or somebody, and they said these allegations. He said, true. Yeah. He said, they're true. He said, I love to hear women talking dirty, the dirtier the. And I just thought, wow, good for you, Kenny.
I guess that's why it never, I don't think I ever heard
it. I never remember that.
It lasted a day. Because he went on Larry King or somewhere and he said, it's kind of embarrassing now that the whole world knows. But the truth is, he said, yeah, I paid these chicks and they were hot. I saw a couple of them interviewed and he said to talk to me dirty on the phone. And he said, I did it. You know, guess what? That was the end of it.
Yeah.
And then Kenny goes on tour and packs the house and sells a jillion records. And nobody cares. And he was married when he did it. And by the way, these people that say, if you get online and text some gal, it's the same as having an affair. I don't buy that. I don't think it's the same at all. It's just, it is what it is. And what's interesting to me is some of the very same people who were going after Anthony Weiner. If there's any way we could actually know what's in the heads and the mouths and the minds of these other politicians, I promise you, 80% of them are Anthony Weiner. They may not be dumb enough to text it. They may do it in other ways. But there's a pile of scumbags in Washington.
Definitely.
It's full of them. They're such hypocrites. I'm not defending this guy. I think the guy's an idiot. Anybody who gets caught says, I'm sorry, I'm fixed now, and then turns around and does it again, and then runs wrong, is an absolute publicity whore and an idiot. And he actually enjoys. I've been watching him. I think the guy enjoys what he's done and the attention it's gotten.
So, but back to your original. So Pete Rose, he gambled on the games that he was.
No, not the games he was in. But you can't gamble on baseball if you're in baseball, even on other teams. And here's the interesting thing about the Pete Rose article, and I really enjoyed this article. His advice, he said, my advice to these other baseball players about steroids and performance-enhancing drugs, he said, tell the truth as fast as you can tell the truth. He said, if I've learned anything, it's just tell the truth. And you know what? Look at Kenny Rogers. It works.
Mm-hmm.
It's done. It's over. Move on. And he said, if I could only go back. And then the other thing Rose said that I think makes sense, he said, why is what I did, how is it so much worse than what some of these athletes are doing with these drugs?
Well, that's what I, yeah,
he
that's
said, what I did didn't affect my stats. He said, my performance was in no way affected by my gambling. Yet their performance was. It's not a true indicator of what they were capable of. And I think he's got a point.
Yeah.
But sometimes here's what it comes down to. If somebody high up doesn't like you in show business or in sports.
Oh, Bart Giamatti was the commissioner. When
the,
yes.
If
and
they don't like you, if the biggest producer in Hollywood doesn't like you, you can steal a necklace, you can do cocaine, you're done. If they love you, you can steal 20 of them and be in rehab six times, and you're still not. I'm serious.
Yes.
It's about who's on the A-list and who's not on the A-list.
I never thought about that.
I guarantee you that has a lot to do with it. If they love you, they'll cover for you. Look at Roseanne Barr. Look at the despicable stuff Roseanne Barr did, disgracing the national anthem. They just glossed it over and covered for it because she was making them a pile of money with that show, that Roseanne show. So bad behavior can cost you a career or can make your career bigger, depending on who in the business likes you and how much money you're making somebody. Quick call from Roger, then we got to take a break, and Joe Hipperson's coming in. Hello, Roger.
Hey, Frank, AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. And I apologize if I missed part of the conversation. I was getting out of my 2013 Malibu from Landoff.
Oh, nice.
No apology needed, if that's the excuse.
I was telling Dan about the harassment. As Chris Rock said about Clarence Thomas and Anita Hill, it's only harassment when an ugly man wants some.
You know what? That is such a great point. That's a great point.
And by the way, I was on the radio with you and Johnny when I was purchasing our Malibu, and I made a joke at your expense, and I apologize for that. I meant no offense, but I was just trying to have fun.
Well, it must not have offended me. I don't even remember it.
Well, what was it, Roger? Let's hear it again.
Let's hear it again. What was it?
That he had a face made for radio.
That I do?
Yeah.
Well, in fact, that's true. So I'm not offended at all. I've got a mirror. It's true.
I've listened to you for about 25 years and stolen a lot of your jokes. So
I don't mind because I've stolen into every joke I tell. I didn't write. So we
on,
all
on your recommendation, we drove 75 miles to the Landoff dealership to at least look around.
Wow!
Beautiful.
You're a beautiful listener. Thank you, Roger. Yeah. Appreciate it.
Saying their ads is true. That you are treated like family when you're there.
So. All right. I appreciate the endorsement. Thank you.
Okay,
Roger. Enjoy that car. All right, thanks. Bye-bye. He's right. It's only harassment if the guy's not good-looking. That's a great point.
I saw a great...
That's what we were talking about.
A website did a social experiment today, and they had a woman and a man both go out on the street and just ask the opposite sex if they wanted to have sex. And it was hilarious. The woman, and she was hot looking. I think she asked 14 guys. 7 said yes. 7 said no. The guy went to 100 women. Not one said yes.
The ugly guy.
No, it was just a normal looking guy. A normal looking guy and a hot looking woman. And they just asked the other, would you like to have sex with me right now?
Oh, so he got no yeses. She got a bunch of yeses.
Yes.
Well, here's the other one I saw. And it was one of these hidden camera things. They had the exact same situation with two different women. And it was one of those things where a woman's crossing the street and she drops, stuff spills out of her purse or her briefcase or whatever. And she's picking it all up and the wind's kind of...
Oh, depending on her looks,
the
who will stop.
The heavy-set, not hot chick had to pick all her own stuff up.
Yes.
Every time.
And the hot gal, who looked like Holly here, when she dropped her groceries, whatever, 6 guys just came out of nowhere and helping her, and getting down and picking stuff up and making sure. It's pretty interesting.
Yeah. And all the women to the guy, a lot of them were offended and mad and everything. But even the guys that said no to the woman, they're laughing and everything. They're like, well, no thanks.
I would.
No, if for anybody growing up who doesn't think that looks get you places you wouldn't get without them, you're delusional because average to ugly people They don't have the shot that good-looking people have. They just don't. I've been in office situations most of my life, and I see the receptionist when a good-looking guy comes in. Their whole demeanor changes. I've seen how they act at a hotel check-in desk where you walk up to check-in if it's somebody really good-looking as opposed to Joe Schlub or me or somebody. It makes a difference. So I don't know that there's any advice here. We are what we are. We look the way we look. But you can do things to make it better or worse.
Right.
And my advice to, and boy, is this going to not sit well with some people. But if you want a job, unless you're working for yourself and you have a talent that few people have, you can, like a musician, do whatever you want. But if you want in the workplace and you want to get promoted and you want a chance to move up and up and up, it's harder to do with both arms tattooed from the shoulder to the wrist. It just
exactly.
is. And it's harder to do with metal hanging out of your nose and your eyebrows and your lip. You have every right to do it, but if you think I'm wrong, then you don't know what you're talking about. Then you really are young, because you go on out in the world and you see if you're not judged based on whether or not you look like a carnival worker. You will be. Now, again, you're an artist, you're a musician, you're an actor. Not only can you get away with it, it makes you even cooler. Look at Adam Levine. Look at that guy. Now, his music, to me, is not horrible, heavy. It's decent music. Look at his tattoos he's got. It's that industry. It doesn't cut it if you're going to be working for IBM, if you're going to be working in the insurance industry, if you're going to be in a lot of the tech industry. So that's it. That's my old man advice for you. We got to take a break. Mark and Jason are Mark Reed and Jason Becker. They are financial advisors. Do you and your husband have a financial advisor? I bet you do. Oh, come on. You have to.
We do not.
He does. And he's keeping it from you.
He has
an entire retirement.
Pile of money.
Other financial setup that you don't know about.
He better not.
Well, that's a good attitude to have. If he doesn't and he's looking for somebody, I would say go to this website, markandjason.com. If you have $25,000 or more, either you or somebody else is going to have to make a decision what you're going to do with it. You can do nothing with it. Stick it in a pillowcase, put it in a safe, under a mattress, in a bank safe deposit box, or a low-yield 1% sort of CD. You can do all that. And obviously, the smartest thing to do is not lose it. If you can just hang on to it, that's good. But what's better than hanging on to it is having it turn into more. And most of us need help with that from people who study that all the time and know what's out there, know the options. In other words, what all can you do with that money? What are your choices? You watch TV, you see buy gold, buy silver. Some people say buy land. Oh, get yourself some rental property. Everybody has advice. The only advice I'm really interested in are not from relatives or neighbors. They're from people who've done well or people who've helped people do well, like Mark and Jason. Mark Reardon, Jason Becker, Stiefel Nicholas. If you want to know more and you want to set up an appointment, here's the website again, markandjason.com.
Let's get a look at traffic right now, see how things look. Here's Tim Weiland.
Just a lot of volume on the highways, Dan. Southbound 270 has some stop-and-go traffic from Page down through Doherty Ferry. Westbound 44 looks like it's running heavy between Mirage to about Merritt's. Also, southbound 170 is slowing from Ladue down through Highway 64. Northbound looks like you're running heavy between Ladue and Olive, and then you're heavy again between Highway 70 and Airport Road. Eastbound 270 slows right at McDonald through New Florissant. This traffic report is brought to you by Coca-Cola and the Walmart Deli. Get an effortless meal from the Walmart Deli with a 2-liter Coke, 29-ounce market-side rotisserie chicken, and potato salad for $10.50 or less. Love Walmart prices. Smile, because it's Coke. Tax, deposit, and CRV not included. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Join us Wednesday morning when Kat Neville is back from her vacation, and I'm back from mine. I need a new restaurant. Join us with the Feast segment and Kat Neville, plus all the traffic, news, weather, and sports. Join us Wednesday morning on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, San Luis. It's the roofer for Lane House Construction. As oil prices continue to rise, so will the price of roofing. Lane House offers payment plans to fit any budget, so don't wait. Call Lane House Construction, 866-546-ROOF, or lanehouseconstruction.com.
If your child has trouble paying attention, then we need you to pay attention right now, because the next 60 seconds could change your child's life. If your child can't focus, if they're struggling in school, or they spend hours trying to finish daily tasks, you need to know about a recent breakthrough. A brain training method that's been turned into a captivating video game for kids between age 6 and 12. And right now, we're giving away a demo from iFocus absolutely free. Just call in the next 10 minutes. 1-800-500-0271. Developed by leading brain experts and concerned educators, this cutting-edge game automatically adapts to your child's learning speed. Simply playing the game helps your child focus and finish tasks with ease. It can deliver a dramatic improvement in attention, and it's been honored with over 12 awards. No tutors, no classes, just play. For your absolutely free demo, call toll-free 1-800-500-0271. If lines are busy, please try again. That's 1-800-500-0271.
Hello? Anybody work here?
Weekends shouldn't mean spending your days trapped inside of some home improvement warehouse.
I can't get any help.
Not when you have nine irons sitting in your bags, empty patio furniture begging to be used, and the fishing poles ready to catch the one that got away.
I want my weekend back.
Now's the time to go to Ace and keep your weekends free. You won't need a GPS to find a bag of fertilizer. And you will get help from your local neighborhood team who really knows their stuff. Ace has the primo brands that you're looking for. From Craftsman to Weber to Clark & Kensington to Scott's. Visit the helpful folks at your locally owned and operated Ace Hardware who will quickly help you turn your to-do list into a to-done list.
Ron Foppy here from Foppy Ace Hardware in Breeze, Illinois. Please visit our store and let us help you with your project or see what's exciting and new by visiting our Facebook page, Foppy Ace Hardware.
Ace, the helpful place.
At Stuff and Nina's, not only can you order whatever toppings you want on your pizza, you can even choose the cheese. Fan of mozzarella? Just ask for it. Love the flavor of Provel? No problem. Heck, you can mix the two if you like. A thin, crispy crust and your favorite hot melted cheese? It doesn't get any better. Stuff and Nina's has been a favorite in St. Charles County for 30 years. They recently added a fifth location in Chesterfield on Chesterfield Airport Road. Dine in, carry out, or have it delivered. Locations and full menus are online at stefspizza.com. That's stefspizza.com. Join the email club and get a coupon for a free appetizer, plus weekly coupon specials. You can even place your order online. Outstanding food, large portions, low prices, and great service in a family atmosphere has made Stefanina's one of the area's favorite Italian restaurants. Choose your toppings, choose your cheese, choose the best Stefanina's. For menus, locations, and daily specials, see stefspizza.com.
Hi, I'm Carol. I started with Dr. Joe Bowen in the summer of 1980. I had a beautiful smile, but my teeth were prone to cavities. I briefly lived in Lake of the Ozarks. After consulting with a dentist in Jeff City and then with Dr. Bowen in Florissant, I made the decision to return to Dr. Bowen for the treatment on my teeth. I frequently made the 3-hour drive from the Lake of the Ozarks up to Florissant for my dental work. That's how confident I was in Dr. Bowen's work. Friends used to say to me, "You drive from the lake up to Florissant for a dentist?" I now live in Afton, and I'm still getting that question from people. Fast forward 33 years to 2013. There were a lot of changes in my life, but the one constant was Dr. Bowen and now his son, Dr. John. Let me tell you, when the dentist and his staff is that good and your teeth and smile are at stake, it's worth every dollar in gas.
For a free consultation, call Bowen Dental Care, 314-921-3500. That's B-O-A-I-N, BowenDentalCare.com.
Did you know diabetes can steal your vision? In fact, diabetes is the leading cause of blindness among adults aged 20 to 74. The truth is, your eyes could already be damaged from diabetes and you may not even know it. There's only one way to find out. Get a retina eye exam. Don't wait. Acting early can help prevent vision loss. The American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech wants you to see the world as clearly as possible. Find out more on how to protect your vision at diabeteseyecheck.org.
Don't you want to know what your old gold is worth before you sell it? UsedJewelryBuyer.com, permanently located at 122 North Main Street in St. Charles and locally owned by T. Brian Hill, posts current buying prices right on his website. Why rely on strangers to tell you what your gold is worth? Visit T. Brian Hill at www.usedjewelrybuyer.com. For selling your gold and silver jewelry, U.S. coins, and sterling flatware, go to usedjewelrybuyer.com.
Did you know that eye problems can impact learning and behavior?
Have your child get an eye exam yearly. Find a doctor at thinkaboutyoureyes.com.
Hi, St. Louis, it's the roofer for Lane House Construction. Most people know Lane House is a great roofing company, but did you know we also do siding, windows, gutters, and decks? So if you have work on the outside of your home, call Lane House Construction, 866-546-ROOF or lanehouseconstruction.com.
Target Talk St. Louis, Sundays from 6 to 7:30 p.m., is presented by Metro Shooting Supplies in Belleville and Bridgeton. Host Stephen King, NRA-certified shooting instructor, discusses the world of firearms from competition to firearm safety. Every week, Stephen will take your calls and have guests from around the world of firearms. Target Talk St. Louis, live from 6 to 7:30 p.m. every Sunday. Target Talk St. Louis is presented by Metro Shooting Supplies in Belleville and Bridgeton on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's Tuesday. When I gave Holly her questionnaire, I asked her what her favorite movie was. I don't remember what you said. Did you have a favorite movie?
Good Will Hunting.
Good Will Hunting.
It's an old movie, but
a lot of women say I remind them of Matt Damon. Would you agree with that?
Exactly.
Thank you.
That's my word of this job.
Yeah, good answer. It is Tuesday. The DVDs are out. The CDs are out. And the man who knows what's out, what's good, what's bad, at least in his opinion, is Joe Hipperson. He's here. He's brought to you by Oric and the 7 locally owned and operated Oric Home Care Centers. Holly vacuums with an Oric.
I do.
And she wasn't lying when she said that she didn't know that we had her microphone. It's a special lie-detecting microphone. It's an LTM in the business, we call it. And it read out, truth, truth, truth. Oric has 7 great stores. Stop in, look at all the great products. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Joe Hipperson.
Oh, yes!
Yeah!
Yes!
Did you meet Holly?
Yes. I did. I'm very happy to have met Holly.
Yes.
Nice to meet you.
No, really, you brighten up the room. It's a good thing.
Thank you.
Yeah. Look at, see, she doesn't do anything without smiling. It's amazing. I love that. Right. See, right now. Yeah. Awesome. It's great to meet you. Thank you.
Nice to meet you as well.
Is this your favorite segment, the one we're doing right now?
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, the microphone
is off. She's an admitted liar.
Yeah.
She admitted that the first day she was in here, she lied about smoking.
The LDM just went off.
Yeah, now we don't know what's true and what's not true. She told Mike Evans that he was her favorite, so... Women.
Great.
Go figure. What do you got for us?
Well, it's New Release Tuesday, Frank, so we got music releases today. Harry Nilsson, the RCA album.
Everybody's talking at me. Right?
Yeah, the complete RCA album collection is out today. Jay Sean, for those into the R&B. Would you say R&B or rap on him, Ian? Any radar on Jay Sean?
I have no idea who that is.
Okay. I will just go ahead and profile here. It looks as if it's an R&B or rap record. So it's called Neon. The Cult are back with...
What's it called? Neon?
Neon.
Oh, Neon.
Neon. And the Cult, they've got Electric Peace available today. The Heavy Blinkers have an album called Health. Five Finger Death Punch has released a new record, Frank. It is called The Wrong Side of Heaven and the Righteous Side of Hell, Volume 1. That is the Five Finger Death Punch record. Backstreet Boys are back with a brand new record. It's called In a World Like This. And for everybody that's looking for that perfect thing to get somebody...
Wait, I know this sounds kind of metrosexual. I really like Backstreet Boys, NSYNC, 98 Degrees. I like that music because my daughter... When I take her to school, that was the music. So you kind of start to like.
I try to hate it, but every time a song comes on, I know all the words.
And it's easy.
So I don't think
it's, you know what? It's not abrasive. It's not nasty. It's not mean. It's not thug-like.
Right.
You can sing along with it. I enjoyed it.
And if I'm in a car and the window's down and you hear Justin Timberlake come up, you're going to hear it much louder. And
okay.
I'm going to be moving. I look like a bizarre kind of chicken with the way my neck kind of goes back and forth. It's a weird kind of reflex that goes on there. Dionne Warwick, I'm sure everybody wants this, the complete Warner Brothers single collection from
Dionne
Warwick.
I want to buy a thing that she sells after that scam with its Psychic Friends Network.
How can anybody take any, you were talking earlier about artists, all right? How can anyone take anyone serious as an artist when she's hawking all that?
Because she's still a really great stylist, and people separate the two. I have a... Well, I say I have a hard time. On my iPod right now is a Dionne Warwick song, so I'm not sticking to it 100% or I delete it.
Okay, do you put that on the fall asleep, maybe? Is that what, I mean, do you really like it? Like it?
I like several of her songs. That Backrack stuff she did was great in the 60s.
All right, I just, maybe I'm tainted with
the Psychic Friends.
Yeah.
No. Not that taint. Not that kind of taint. You know what taint is, Holly?
Taint?
Yeah. Do you know what that is?
Do you want me to show her?
Obviously,
no,
she,
no,
obviously,
no.
No. Obviously, she doesn't know. When somebody refers to somebody's taint, you don't know.
No, I know what tainted means, but I don't know what taint means.
Well, okay. this the phrase, the saying is, it taint that and it taint this. Yeah. Somewhere in between.
It's something we'll have to tell you off the air, okay?
I'm not familiar with taint.
No, you're going to learn a lot. As long as you sit in here, you'll learn a lot. Go ahead, Joe.
All right, on the DVD end of things, for the first time ever on Blu-ray today, Peggy Sue Got Married from 1986 with Kathleen Turner.
It's a great movie.
And Nicolas Cage. I forget just how fun that movie
is. It's funny.
It is. It's a fun, funny movie. And Nicolas Cage was still not, you know,
crazy.
Right. Yeah. I mean, he was a bit off, but he hadn't, you know, forgotten.
Gone off the deep end.
Well, Jim Carrey's in that movie, too, correct?
Yeah. He's like a real small part, though, right? Isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, we don't need to get into that.
No.
How big his part
is. Really.
I'm sorry you had to hear that.
It's my fault. I shouldn't have said tainted. So, moving forward. That Touch of Mink from 1962 with Cary Grant and Doris Day is out.
Touch of Mink from 1962.
First time ever.
Thanks, everybody.
Also, Cary Grant. Also hitting Blu-ray for the first time ever, the 1980 version of The Fog, Angel and the Bad Man from 1947 with Gail Russell and John Wayne, and the 1977 classic, The Incredible...
Who's Gail Russell?
Gail Russell's the person that was in the movie with John Wayne. I've never heard
Not
of Gail
Jane Russell.
Russell? No, it's Gail Russell. Never. G-A-I-L Russell's
name. Never heard of her.
Is that Gail Russell?
No, that was Gail Russell.
1977 classic, The Incredible Melting Man, is out on Blu-ray for the first time ever. All right, so Francis Ford Coppola, the Godfather, I mean, classic director, hasn't really done much lately at all. But he's making these weird, just bizarre, obscure, independent films on a shoestring budget. He's got one out today. It's on Blu-ray and regular DVD. It's called Twixt. It's nothing to do with, like, you know, Twixt. I thought it could be like a Twixt thing, like a documentary or something. But Twixt is a really creepy, scary movie, and it's just really, really well done. It stars Val Kilmer, and he's really doing a good job again. It's got Bruce Dern. It's got Ella Fanning, who's the sister of Dakota Fanning. There's just one serious problem, and I can't pull myself out of it. When you see a movie on a really low budget, it looks like a B movie. It looks like it should just be
on a lot of scary movies should look that way.
That's true, but also, I mean, the film grade, the quality, it looks like a USA movie. It looks like a sci-fi movie on the Sci-Fi Network. It just doesn't have that polish. And this is a Francis Ford Coppola movie. It needed a little bit more polish. Visually, it might distract you. Story-wise, nobody can do suspense like Francis Ford Coppola when he's really in his zone.
Now, who's the guy who's not as violent as Val Kilmer? Val Woundmer.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my.
All righty.
Thank you.
Also, today on DVD, Touched by an Angel, Season 8.
I love Roma Downey.
Is available. Season 8 of Touched by an Angel is out today. Let's see. Bad Girls Behind Bars, the 5-movie box set collection. I'm just going to leave it at that. Star Trek Redemption is out on Blu-ray. This was once a 2-part episode. They've edited it down, so now it appears to be a feature-length film. It's not. It's an episode. Part 1 and Part 2, and they're kind of hawking it like it's a movie. Star Trek The Next Generation Season 4 is out on Blu-ray. The Angry Beavers, the complete series collection, is finally out. This is an animated show. It's a kid show.
Yep.
It's a kid show. It's a 10-disc box set for only $24.
Holly, you know the term beaver, don't you? Other than the animal, you do know that.
I do know that.
Okay. It's kind of close to the taint thing.
It is. But a taint.
But a taint.
No, wait a minute. I thought taint was only male. Is it both?
It's both.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Just checking. Yeah. All right. So yeah, the Angry Beavers 10-disc box set, 24 hours. It's an animated show. Kids love it. Good stuff. Also out is a movie called Black Rock that nobody saw in 2011, so no one's going to give a rat in 2013. On the Road. This is a movie set in the 1940s about a writer who travels America in search of freedom and self-expression, and he discovers himself in the process. It's got a big cast. You got Kristen Stewart. Her mouth never shuts at all in the entire film, actually. Viggo Mortensen, Kirsten Dunst, and Amy Adams. On the Road is that movie. And last, but not least. right, the wait is over. Out today, my friends, G.I. Joe Retaliation.
Yeah.
Featuring The Rock and, of course, Bruce Willis and a bunch of other people that really don't amount to much. It is out on Blu-ray, and it's out in Blu-ray 3D. So now you can get the 3D effect of The Rock's awkwardly big neck that appears to be bigger in circumference than his actual head. I don't know how it's possible for a human being to function in that way, but the guy's neck. I mean, it's just, it's wrong. Ian, please, help me out. The neck.
It's almost like there is no neck. It just goes head to body.
I don't know what those, deltoids? That muscle up there, yeah.
There's those weird triangle muscles on the top of a strong guy's shoulder that go up to your neck. His just keep going up. They like hit his ears. It's just really bizarre. But I'll tell you what, I can't not admit this. Dwayne Johnson, The Rock, I'm digging him as an actor these days. Some of the stuff he does
is really... You like him, Holly? You like The Rock?
I've seen some movies. Don't ask me which one. Was he in a kid movie?
That was Schwarzenegger.
No.
Kindergarten Cop?
No.
Well, Rock was in a kid movie.
Yeah, he was in...
Tooth Fairy?
It was, Journey to Center of the Earth or something like that, where he was flying on a giant bumblebee, and then out of nowhere, Michael Caine shows up, and you realize the guy needs a check.
Great.
Yeah.
No, I thought it was a movie where they were babysitting kids at a camp.
With The Pacifier?
There's something,
Yeah, it's called The Pacifier.
There's something.
Best gateway drug to The Rock is a movie called, meaning you watch it, and then you kind of dig the guy as an actor. It's called The Rundown. It's got Sean William Scott, Christopher Walken is the bad guy, being Christopher Walken. It's brilliant. And
15 seconds, Mr. Hibbert.
The Rock. Well, that was my last but not least, so I guess I'm out, but I will talk to you guys later on in the week. Joe Hipperson, Big 550 KTRS. I am hip on entertainment.
All right, thank you, Joe.
Thank you, sir.
I've never seen one Dwayne Johnson movie. Not one.
Seen a couple.
I've never seen one Van Damme. Claude, what's his name?
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Never seen one of his.
Oh, was it Bloodsport, Joe? Was that the Jean-Claude Van Damme?
He says, yeah. I've seen only a couple of Steven Seagal movies. Two, enough to know I don't want to see another one. Talk about a horrible actor. That's Steven Seagal. Holy cow, he's terrible. I like to watch him kicking people around, though. Joe Hipperson brought to you by Oric and the 7 locally owned and operated Oric Home Care Centers. There is a window company called Window World that you have heard of. You've heard of it lots of times here and other places. And here's their claim to fame. About 10 years ago, they hit this area with a $189 window. And the world gasped. How could this be a decent window for $189? And, of course, everybody then thought, well, that won't last. It's an introductory thing. They'll raise the prices once the word gets out. Well, 10 years later, they haven't raised the price. They haven't lowered the quality. It's still $189, whether you buy one or you buy 100. And it's the only window that can make the claims they make for $189 and follow through on them. Other windows can be priced. You can price a window anything you want. And if you're smart... It really didn't turn out to be that smart. You'll deliberately price it at $189 if you're another company, hoping people will get confused. Well, they don't get confused because they know there's only one that has a good housekeeping seal of approval and a lifetime warranty, and that's Window World. 314-993-1800 if you want the original $189 window, the real deal, the good window, the value, or go to windowworldstlouis.com.
Let's get a look at traffic now, see how things look. Here's Tim Weiland.
Looks like we've got a stalled vehicle on eastbound 255 near Telegraph that was blocking a lane. Also on westbound 44, still running slow between Mirage out to Merritt. Southbound 141 is slow south of Big Bend through Highway 44. If you're traveling on westbound 64, normal slowdowns Hampton to McCausland, 270 out through Mason, Clarkson to the Boone Bridge, a couple of little slow pockets there. And westbound 70, you're running slow, 270 to the Blanchette Bridge. And west of Cave Springs out through Mid Rivers Mall Drive. And this report's brought to you by Coca-Cola and the Walmart Deli. Get an effortless meal from the Walmart Deli with a 2-liter Coke, 29-ounce market side rotisserie chicken, and potato salad for $10.50 or less. Love Walmart prices. Smile, because it's Coke. Tax, deposit, and CRV not included. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Live and local. This is your official severe weather station. The Big 550
KTRS.
Depend on it.
Honey, we need to talk.
Uh-oh.
This kitchen's got to go.
Why? What do you mean?
The cabinets are old, the tile's cracked, the chip from Micah countertop with that metal edge that snags everything.
But I just...
And it's too small.
But sweetie, I called Callier and Thompson Kitchens and Baths yesterday. They'll be out this afternoon.
Oh.
Kellyer and Thompson Kitchens and Baths. They're famous for returned phone calls, itemized estimates, and employees who show up when they're supposed to. Be it a large or small project, Kellyer and Thompson offers the highest quality and professionalism in the business. With more certified kitchen and bath designers on staff than any other firm in the area, their designers are on the leading edge of industry trends. Kellyer and Thompson, next to Uncle Bill's on Manchester Road, just east of 141, can help you reclaim your space.
I'm glad we had this little talk. Now about your man cave.
But call Kellyer and Thompson Kitchens and Baths for a free estimate. 636-391-9099. That's 636-391-9099. View their portfolio at kellyerandthompson.com.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Clevland segment, starring Bill Clevland along with Bruce Limpress and the All Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. Don't forget the app. It's a great app, STL Taxi, the great, best way ever to get a nice, clean Laclede cab. Now here's Bill Clevland.
Hello, everybody. Good afternoon. Happy Tuesday.
Afternoon, Bill. You too.
Oprah Winfrey has landed a big interview with Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah.
They say security will be extra tight at the studio. Not for anybody's safety, because they don't want Lindsay walking off with Oprah's earrings.
It can happen.
And word is Congress is now working on a multi-million-dollar aid package for Egypt. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, the people of Detroit are busy building pyramids.
Huh?
Because they didn't give them any money.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well,
I know what you're doing. Yeah. You do this on purpose so the next one kills them.
Yeah.
No, somewhere out there, someone got it, I think, maybe.
Yeah.
or not. So yet another study is out that this lack of sleep and weight gain are connected, which, if true, means Rosie O'Donnell hadn't been to bed since 1984.
No, see, that's a good one. That's a good. He saved it.
And finally, kind of fascinating when you think about it. McDonald's opens a restaurant every day somewhere in China and will do so for the next several years. Yeah, it's nice. When kids get their Happy Meal, they're like, hey, cool, I made this.
Oh, there you go.
Bill Clevland segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, and I am Bill Clevland on the Big 5 with TKTR.
All right, thank you, Bill.
Yeah.
We work our way toward the Playhouse. Just a reminder that the greatest borrowing power you have, if you're a homeowner, is the equity in your home. There are lots of people who will loan you money and take you to the cleaners with interest. But if you use the equity, you let American Equity Mortgage loan you money to pay off bad debt using the interest, using the equity in your house. It's the smartest money you can borrow. Because not only is the interest rate low, then that payback is probably going to be rolled into your house payment, which is mostly interest, which means it's also tax deductible. Talk to them about it. It's called bill consolidation. It's one of the smartest things next to buying your own house is stop paying rent that you can do. AmericanEquity.com or 314-878-9999. The Playhouse is coming up 5 o'clock at the Big